So, Clinton, the question of the day is simple, but it's a little weird, a little strange, I'd say. Take a look. What is the strangest name you've ever seen, bro?
Oh, the strangest name that you've ever seen. You know, sometimes I feel like this is a loaded question. Because, you know, what's strange for me might be like a normal name for somebody else. And I don't want to, you know, alienate an entire group of people. So, but yet, because I don't want to be like, well, the strangest name is this. And then they say, but that's a normal name. What do you mean that's strange? I don't know. So for me, perhaps I'm going to pick on some of my own people. Like people that name their children like after virtues is very odd to me.
Virtues?
So like patience or chastity or something like that. And it's odd to me, those names always tend to go to the female children. Is that something that happens in Brazil?
No, I don't think so. Here, I don't know if people name their children after virtues, you know, but I do have an aunt and her name is Santinha. Yeah, like it's like a little saint, Santinha, you know.
Wait, can you say that again for me? Let me make sure I got that.
Yeah, Santinha.
Santinha.
Yeah, like that. It's so weird. Really, really weird, you know. There is another one here from my family that the name is Elvira.
Elvira.
So it's my grandmother, you know. She's the mother of my father. And I call her Varvita.
Varvita.
So crazy.
Awful, because so there's a brand of cheese here that's called Velveeta.
Really?
So you call her Velveeta, I was like, oh my god, now I'm thinking of cheese.
No way, really? My grandma is a brand of cheese in the United States.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, I'm gonna let her know that. She's gonna be happy because she loves cheese anyway, you know.
Yeah, my mother uses it when she makes cheese grits, so.
Oh, it looks awesome, man. It looks awesome. Nice to know. But people, really, do you guys have people named as Wellington there?
Wellington. It has to have happened. Like someone has named their child something like that, or I think people started naming their child like Bentley, like after the car, because some celebrity did it and like people thought it was cool.
Yeah. Oh, and talking about the new generation names, I mean, what are the most common names that you see over there? Because in Brazil, we have many now, Enzo and Valentina.
Oh, Valentina. I'm trying to think, what names are common? What names have I run into a lot? I think I get a lot of, I know I get a lot of like Johns and... You get a lot of trying to think and like go through all the names of students that I've taught.
Okay.
Because but you're right. The names that they have now are different from the names that they had when I was in school. Like the names of all of my colleagues or classmates, rather.
Yeah.
And I think there are a lot of, what else do I have a lot of? I've had a lot of Kevins, lot of those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about for girls? What name has come up a lot? I feel like there are some people that are going back to like older names. Like my sister has thought about naming like her child like Emma or Charlotte or something like that.
Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true that Charlotte could be a synonym for a whore, or it's not true?
No, you're thinking of a harlot.
Yeah, I don't know, because I heard that Charlotte, there's a band that I enjoy so much, Good Charlotte. And I heard once that it's because of a prostitute or something. I don't know if I'm kind of crazy, you know?
There may have been one named Charlotte before, I don't know.
Yeah.
But okay. I know that a harlot is like a prostitute.
Oh.
But that's different.
Yo,
a little bit.
Oh, God. And man, I don't know. I've never seen any person named Clinton here in Brazil. Have you ever seen anybody named Eduard or Edward abroad in the United States?
So, there are Edwards. It's interesting, like my cousin on my dad's side, so she married a man that his last name is Edwards.
Last name?
So, yeah, and there's also like a famous brand of pies, like little pre-made pies in the supermarket that's called Mrs. Edward.
Oh.
Like, I've seen it definitely a lot as more like last names, but there are Edwards. One of my dad's good friends is named Edward. His first name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to be named for older people there then, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, got it. And talking about the nickname, just to end this question right now, I want to know, your name is Clinton Davis. This is your full name?
Yeah, that's my full name.
And do you have a nickname?
When I was younger, people used to call me Clint. So just taking off the O-N in my name. But for whatever reason, when I got older, I just stopped going by that.
I see. Mm-hmm. Clint. I guess I already called you like that once, Clint.
You have. Hey, Clint. Yeah, it's a natural just shortening of the name. I just don't ever introduce myself that way anymore because I don't know. I just don't.
You're a grown up now. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm old and I have put away childish things.
All right, man. Thank you so much for answering the question of the day. Tomorrow we will get back and I will ask you another great question from my students. All right.
Sounds good.
Yeah, man. Have a great one, dude.
You too. See you later.